Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight. On April 11th, 2019, you've got four more days until tax time. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just
that. This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you today?
How many times did I say Your Actualized Visions in that commercial?
Yes. We might redo that one, maybe. Yes.
Next time we play it, I'm going to count. I think at least 40 times. You know, hey, that's what commercials are for, right? How are you doing?
Great. I am doing great. It's a great season right now. The weather's holding. I'm enjoying working with a new company on Artesia Boulevard, e-bike universe.
Yes, I saw it. I was on Artesia recently a couple of times. I've seen the shop. You know me. I'm all about the e-bike. My electric bike has changed my life.
Right, and I'm so excited because this is the first location in the U.S. of a Canadian company that's 18 years old. They're a great company, and this is their first location in the U.S. right here in Redondo Beach, North Redondo Beach on Artesia Boulevard in the old Aardvark's building. Many people know where that place is.
Yeah. Yes. I love Aardvark. Oh my gosh, that was the best store. You know, there used to be one in Hermosa too. There used to be an Aardvark in Hermosa,
right.
But when that one closed, I've been going to the one over on Artesia for years, and it's sad to see that close, man. That was my go-to place, you know, for costuming when I was doing the aerial yoga and we do those shows and everything. I'm really sorry that closed. That's too bad. I wonder if there's any other Aardvarks left in the South Bay. I don't think so, but. That's really too bad. But anyway, no, you go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say this particular owner of Aardvark's had been in business in the South Bay for 44 years between Hermosa, 20 years in Hermosa, and then 20 years on, I think they were here for two decades on Artesia Boulevard. They'd been in the South Bay for 44 years and quite a following, quite a following.
Well, was that a chain or just an independent business? I thought there were Aardvark's all over the place. Why did I think that?
I I don't know, but I believe they were a costuming and vintage clothing store, you know, before the chain happened, 44 years.
So, wait, so it was a chain. There are other aardvarks, a franchise. It was a franchise? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't believe that was true.
Oh, okay. All right, okay, all right. Because, as I said, I could have sworn I've seen an aardvark in Hollywood on Melrose, but I could be completely wrong. Okay, never mind that. I don't want to start rumors. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it was good seeing you last weekend at the Crawfish Jamboree. Wasn't that fun?
Oh, that was tremendous fun. I'm so thankful to have been able to go. My wife was there as a volunteer for the Los Angeles Relay for Life, or the South Bay of the Relay for Life of the American Cancer Society. So she was there as a worker, and I was able to get a ticket, and we enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, no, terrific. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. We just, because I went down with a girlfriend, and of course, you know, every time you turn around, we ran into somebody else we knew. My friends,
right.
Steve and Kim and their daughter Sienna were there, and you know, a bunch of the chamber people were volunteering, so we saw Joe and Galen and other people, and then ran into the Ginsbergs, and, you know, just everybody was there, the Matucci's, just a ton of people there, and the music was fantastic. You know, the music was
right.
I adore Zydeco music. I love Zydeco music. But they had a variety of bands, and mm-hmm. so the music was great. But oh my goodness, we ate like because we were there for several hours, and we started
right.
with
right.
a crawfish boil, and then I had a burger at one point, then I had a catfish sandwich
mm-hmm.
at one point, and then I was eating alligator mm-hmm. bites. So it was a fun day, and then it was a fun weekend. On Sunday was opening day for the local yacht clubs, and
is
always a ton of fun. I don't think it's open to the general public. I think it's, you know, for the membership and their guests. But we have
mm-hmm.
three local yacht clubs down in Redondo Harbor, King Harbor. And they all do opening day on the same day, and they stagger their events because it's a ceremony. You know, they're it's the official opening of boating season. And
right.
so they stagger them. You know, Redondo Beach Yacht Club does theirs at, I can't remember what time it was, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And all the other yacht club members come to it. So all of the different
right.
club members go from one to the next. So Redondo Beach Yacht Club has theirs, and then everybody walks up the causeway to the King Harbor Yacht Club, where they have their event, and then later on everybody goes over to the Port Royal Yacht Club, their event. And, you know, they raise the flags, and they make the speeches, and they shoot the cannon, and it's all very true. And everybody, all the members wear their blue blazers and their white pants and their straw hats. It's very East Coast, you know, it's very East Coast. But a lot of fun. I get invited. I know people in all the yacht clubs down there, so I get invited. And I rode my bike down and got to see a whole bunch of people. It was a ton of fun. And the weather, as you said, was actually gorgeous all weekend. Apparently, last week I heard there was going to be a chance of rain on Saturday and or Sunday, but the sun came out. It was I think it was close to 80 degrees. Saturday. I mean, we all got very sunburned at the Crawfish Festival. Everybody, you could tell everybody was in the sun because we all got a little sunburned. So fun weekend. Fun weekend. Spring. Spring is
here. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Spring has sprung.
Mm.
Fantastic. So, we are in a season also, I did just allude to the fact that we're 4 days away from the end of the period for filing your taxes for 2018. And I know many people wait to the last minute, and so this is going to be a big week for those people. But
Joe, what? Not only did we already file our taxes, we already got a refund.
Okay. Good for
an
you.
An e-refund.
So did I.
You know, it goes right into your bank. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah. Why wait till last minute? Right.
Right. Right. And so, you know, some people are, you know, still working on it, whatever. I am excited to talk about our subject today, Jackie, because I have my father-in-law was in the Vietnam conflict. He was in the Air Force. He was a longtime Air Force, you know, member, and he retired with honors. And I don't believe he's getting the benefits that he deserves. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that some of the benefits that he's getting do not extend to his wife if he should pass away. And these are things that my family are looking at right now, and we could use some help and resources to do that.
Well,
I wonder if
today.
We know anyone, Jackie.
Yeah, I think.
Jackie, who's our guest today?
Joe, I know everybody, okay? I know everybody. Okay, our guest this morning is Annabella Moreno, Commissioner of the Hawthorne Veterans Affairs. Now, Annabella was appointed commissioner in July 2018. She served in the U.S. Army from 2000 to 2005 and the U.S. Army Reserve from 2005 to 2008. As a South Bay native with military experience, she has been very active with local veterans' issues in her community. The Hawthorne Veterans Affairs Commission meets regularly on the first and third Monday of each month at 3:15 p.m. in the Hawthorne City Council chambers, and the entire community is encouraged to attend. Now, for additional information, you can visit the website at cityofhawthorne.org/veteransaffairs. Now, this morning, we're going to learn about the Veterans Benefits Day event taking place on Saturday, April 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hawthorne Memorial Center, and what attendees can expect. Now, we're going to share some very important information today, so be sure to share the link for this show with every veteran you know. So welcome to the program, Annabella, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Jackie, Joe, thank you so very much. Welcome. I'm so happy to be on board with you guys.
Great.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. So I know, you know, even those families, Annabelle, that are not directly involved with the military have other family members that are. And, you know, there's many stories we hear. The latest stories are not that good about veterans and suicide, the number of veterans every day that are committing suicide, and also the veterans that are homeless. Can you just give us a point of reference? How well are we doing taking care of our veterans?
Well, Joe, that's absolutely correct. We are doing the best that we can. We have so many people who are passionate, always trying to help, trying to reach out, that it's very hard to get a handle on this because there's so many different resources at the different locations. So our job, what we decided to do was to collect as many resources as we can, put them all in one place, and have as many people come over and talk to whatever you need. I mean, we're currently looking at 36 sponsors. The very big one is our DAV, Department of American Veterans. They help with the process of claims. We all know the stories of the claims, how difficult it is, going through the paperwork, waiting, going through appeals and everything like that. They have an amazing group of people, which they're going to bring in into this on-site, and they're going to help you, walk you through your claims or any questions that you have. Starting at 9 a.m., you can definitely come in here at any time and start and talk to them. Some of the other high benefits that, you know, that we are going to see that a lot of people aren't aware of is, for example, the National Cemetery. A lot of people, you know, it's a very hard subject, very hard to approach, but we all need to approach it at one point or another, not only as a veteran, but family. Bring your family. You have to understand what the veteran wants. Do they want to be cremated? Do they want the 21-gun salute? Do they want the folded flag? Do they want taps played at their funeral? They have so many options, and everything here, all the information here is free. All the information here is free. So come on over at 9 a.m. at the Hawthorne Memorial Center, and please join for all the speeches, the speakers, and all our sponsors to get as much information as you can, all in one place.
Annabella, I have to ask you, is this something that you do every year, or is this the first time you're trying this? How often does this happen, or is it new?
This will be our third year. Last year was a very big one. You can go on YouTube, hit Hawthorne Veterans Benefit Affair. You can see last year's event and the great speakers.
All right. Okay. So, okay, this is the first I'm hearing about it. As I said, Tom Lasser had sent me the information. He's my veterans connection there. You know what you were just talking about, how the veteran wants to handle their funeral. Joe and I have had this conversation. It's such a difficult conversation because so many people don't even want to think about it. But it's so important. Right, Joe? I mean, we've even had this conversation with regard to life insurance. People don't even like to just think about life insurance. I mean, talk about sticking your head in the ground. Right?
Yeah, life insurance, right. There's two subjects that drive me crazy. Life insurance, term life insurance is so cheap, most people without severe medical conditions can get decent term life insurance for $20 a month. It's literally that cheap. And long-term care insurance. You can have $1 million in the bank, have $1 million home. If you do not have long-term care insurance, most likely you or your spouse will get, not die, but get a long-term chronic illness that will require some significant care. And that can drain your resources. And those two things drive you crazy.
Not just that, if I can interrupt, we are having Law Connor associates coming there to help with that kind of stuff. But a lot of people who don't remember is you need to have your health directive. You need to have a living will and trust. You have to have all these things in order. Another tough subject that people do not broach.
What Joe was saying at the top of the show about his father-in-law, information is knowledge is power, and there's so much that. In general, but we're talking about veterans today, there's so much available to them that they just are not aware of. I was just saying to Joe before the show started that, you know, I hear all day long on the radio or see commercials on TV, benefits for veterans. And I know that there are private companies doing that stuff where you could get a home with no money down or something like that. So are those the sort of things, Annabella, that you're going to have at this event, some things like that?
Yes, definitely. We're going to have a speaker from the Greater LA Healthcare System so they can help with that. We're going to have the U.S. Vets, which help you with the areas of the VA and the VA loan. The DAV also hits those kind of parts. And not only that, I think our highlight also, we're going to have the Mindful Warrior Project, and they are actually help with people with PTSD and things like that with massage and acupuncture, which will be made available for anyone who comes in also.
Wow. So you're going from soup to nuts with this. It's just about any aspect of veterans' needs this event is going to cover.
Yes, we have no idea what our need is for our veterans over there. It's such a wide spectrum. And again, there are so many different people. For example, we have another sponsor coming in called Maestro Games, and they're going to help with the VR experience on how to work with PTSD and stuff like that. They're going to be taking demos, and they're going to be grabbing some feedback so that they can understand how can we help them further like this.
You know, I just saw something about that. Why do I hear a cat?
Kitty.
Okay, that's the first. That's the first on this show. I don't think I've ever heard a cat before. All right. So, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that, Annabella, because just the other day on TV, I saw something where people were using VR to manage their pain. Joe, do you know anything about this?
No. I do not.
Oh, that's interesting. Annabella, can you tell us a little bit more? I don't know anything about this. It's completely new to me.
Yeah. It is actually my first experience with it too. I'm really excited to try it. I mean, we have our commissioners, Kyle Orelman. She's our chair, and she is a fantastic person to reach out and collect all these different things. So she came across this person just earlier this week, and she said, "Come on over." And we're saying, "Yes, come on over. Let's all experience it together."
Wow. Wow. Okay, so VR, virtual reality. Okay, so that's twice in one week. It's not a coincidence, right? I saw it on TV where they were using it to manage people's pains, and now you're saying that some people are attempting to use it to deal with PTSD. Interesting.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Now, Jackie, I do have something to add for that. I mean, I was at a recent presentation from Cal State University, Dominguez Hills, co-sponsored with the South Bay WIB, and it was the South Bay Economics Institute, which is housed at Cal State Dominguez Hills, the impact of blockchain on the South Bay economy. And there they did talk about virtual reality to help with PTSD, and it can also help significantly with depression. We might have like video game resources that can help people overcome, mild and severe bouts of depression. It's not just PTSD.
Wow.
So it's going to have wide applicability. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't
that
wonderful?
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, so this, Annabella, so you sit on, you're a commissioner. How many commissioners are there for the Veterans Affairs for Hawthorne?
We have a total of 5 commissioners, all doing their volunteer work. We have two, which is Ken and John. We're both, all 3 of us are military experience. We have 2 other, which is Kyle and Carol. Their husbands are military. So we have a wide spectrum of people here.
All right. Mm-hmm. And now let me ask you something. Does every city, or at least let's talk about the South Bay, because this is the South Bay show. We don't care about outside the South Bay. Does every city in the South Bay have a Veterans Affairs Department, or how big is that? I mean, what do other cities do, you know?
Now, unfortunately, not every city does have a Veteran Affairs department. This really was a kind of a grassroots area, more from Kyle Orelman and Neil Gaffney. He's a retired colonel, so retired colonel Neil Gaffney. We're very passionate. They're from Hawthorne. They wanted to do something. They wanted to put something together, and I believe 5 years ago they started this. And they have gone and done an amazing job trying to collect things from different areas and all together. And actually, at last year's Veterans Benefit Fair, I met Kyle. And Kyle was letting me know that there's an opening for a chair. If I was interested, I can come along. And here I am.
Wow. So let's be very clear here. This isn't just for people from Hawthorne. Anybody can go to this event, this Veterans Benefits Day. You know, any veteran, or if you know a veteran you want to help out, you know, family members that want to help out, you know, everybody is welcome to attend this to learn what's available. And there is a ton of stuff available. You know, I know this I have a couple of family members that are veterans, and you know, they had some issues, and you know, the VA will provide you housing if you need it. You know, they will provide you with medical care if you need it. They, you know, you can, they'll help you out with, you know, things like going back to school. There are all sorts of benefits for veterans, and that's something else Joe is again talking about at the beginning of the show. Veterans benefits, do they cover spouses and children? Are there any benefits that cover spouses and children, like what Joe was talking about, his father-in-law and mother-in-law?
Yes, there are some benefits that do apply for the spouses. Of course, there's also some benefits for the children. It's quite a vast experience, and some of them we're still fighting for and trying to make sure that everybody's included. Right now, it's just spouses and children. But I'm sure when we come down here, these people are going to be able to give us a lot more detail and information about all these different areas.
You know, I actually have a family member whose child, the VA paid for his college education.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
His father was in the Navy, and he was disabled, you know, he disabled, whatever, and his son, yeah, went to college on the VA.
Yeah, and there's all these things changing and being updated. For example, like when I joined the military, I didn't have the GI Bill because I already was a college graduate. But with everything that's happened, by the time I was leaving, I was actually being qualified for the 9/11 post GI Bill. So I was able to go to school and get my master's, my higher education master's degree with that program. And if I was active, I could have transferred that to my children. But since I was already out of the military, I was able to continue my career.
How do you like that? You see, there's all these little things that people just aren't aware of. I mean, that's amazing.
Right.
What you just said, if you didn't use that, you could transfer that to your children. That's amazing. That is a heck of a benefit.
Yeah, it is. And it has an expiration date. That's what a lot of people don't know. And just because you did not get you declined the GI Bill, people think, oh, I don't have anything else. No, it's out there. It's out
there.
Wow. Yeah, another great one is go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, Annabelle, this is the state of things that people who might be eligible for benefits don't know. Their relatives don't know who to turn to. There needed to be a one-stop kind of shop where people could go and be referred to the right resources. And is that the mission? Or tell us what the mission is of your organization.
That is exactly what our mission is to try to get everybody, you know, you have subject matter experts coming in from the different areas, you know, just because you have somebody from the National Cemetery and then you have somebody from the VA, they know about each other, but they don't know the details and the exact information. So when you come here, you want to talk about your health benefits. Goes directly to the VA. They know what needs to happen. They know what needs to be gone. They need to know. We're even bringing our VFW, which is our Veterans of Foreign Affairs, and our American Legion. They help also with having to direct you to the right places where you can go. But I think the biggest part about what those two entities do is they give you a sense of camaraderie. When you are a soldier, you need other soldiers because that's who you're able to relate and talk to and do the experience. And, you know, you say something and someone else says, yeah, been there, got it, understand it.
Yeah. I know there's an American Legion in Redondo and there's a VFW in Redondo. I'm sure there are others throughout the South Bay. And they also, you're right, it's another good place to go. But this is going to be a whole range of things that information that you're going to have. And a little later on in the show, Annabella, if you have a list of some of the people that are going to be there to talk about, we'll get to that later. But right now, Joe, let's do our station break. And when we come back, I have something that's a little more esoteric that I want to talk to that I want to speak to. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about Veterans Affairs and Veterans Resources and so forth with a very, very well-positioned resources, the Hawthorne Veterans Affairs Commission, and they're going to have an event coming up soon that we want everyone in the South Bay who has veterans that need resources and need information to attend. We're going to be there with the Veterans Benefits Day event taking place on Saturday, April 13th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hawthorne Memorial Center. And you can expect to have all your questions answered and to be connected with the resources that you need to get the answers you need for additional benefits and resources for the veterans in your family or relatives or neighbors that you believe might need more help than they're getting. And many of the resources are out there. We hope you can spread this message to your neighbors and friends and relatives in the South Bay and beyond. Just send this link, send this podcast to anyone that needs help. I'm sure we can connect them with resources locally, wherever they are in the country. So with that, Jackie, let's talk about something esoteric.
Yes. Now this is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. You know, I'm a wordsmith, right? I'm a massive reader. All right. I write. All right. So I get down into the nitty gritty of wordage. Now this is something that has always bugged me. Veterans Day. Sometimes you see it with an apostrophe in front of the S. Sometimes you see it with an apostrophe after the S. Sometimes you see it without an apostrophe at all.
Yeah.
All right? Does everybody understand where I'm coming from? Every time I see it's spelled a different word with or without that apostrophe and the location of the apostrophe. So I actually went and looked it up a few years ago. I was posting something to my website, and I was doing Veterans Day, and I'm like, Veterans Day, okay, that's possessive, so we need an apostrophe, but veterans is plural, so the apostrophe should go on the at the end, after the S, and I actually went and looked it up. I looked up Veterans Day on Wikipedia, okay, so here is the official, this is official now, okay, while the holiday is commonly, while the holiday is commonly printed as Veterans Day with the apostrophe S, or Veterans Day, with the apostrophe after the S, in calendars and advertisements, and in parentheses, spellings that are grammatically acceptable, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs website states that the attributive, meaning no apostrophe, rather than the possessive case, is the official spelling because it is not a day that belongs to veterans. It is a day for honoring all veterans. So, anytime you write Veterans Day, you don't put any apostrophe in it.
Right.
Okay. Is that a little too esoteric for everybody?
That's great. Now I know.
Now you know. Yeah, when you write Veterans Day, because you would think Veterans Day, possessive, plural, right? Not. So, anyway, you know what? Our Annabella just dropped. I'm going to get her right back on here. I don't know why she dropped, but we're going to get her right back on.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're getting her right back on.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 310.
That's interesting. All right, I'll call her back in a moment. I don't know why that happened. That was weird. Okay. So anyway, yeah, that was a pet peeve of mine, and now I've solved it, so now I know. And I'm going to have to go back to my website and make sure that I don't have any apostrophes in the term Veterans Day. I'm going to go into the green room chat for a while, okay?
And you need to click that button so that she comes to you in the green room, right?
Yes, I'm going to bring Annabelle into the green room, okay? Okay.
All right, good. Well, I am excited about sharing this message with our audience. We know we have people around us, relatives, friends, neighbors, that need help.
Hello, Jackie.
And need resources. And we just hope that more of these people have the resources that they need. And that's why this show is being that's why we're having Annabella on. We're having
Annabella
on because Hawthorne. Good.
We're
having Annabella on because Hawthorne is making an effort to spend city resources to organize and provide a space and a place for these additional resources to be communicated to the veterans in the general South Bay community. It's a wonderful resource for the entire South Bay. Thank you, Hawthorne. Thank you, Hawthorne City Council, for approving this and seeing the need. So, Annabella, when you think of the resources that we have in the South Bay, we have so many different resources for children. We have some of the best schools in the country. We have many resources for the elderly, for older residents of the South Bay. How are we doing on veterans affairs and resources for veterans, and where can we improve, Annabella?
Oh, I think we're doing really great. We're trying. There's so many people. I think where we need the help is the communication. And thank goodness that Tom Lasser is a great contact for you, Jackie and Joe, because this is an amazing platform. We're just starting. The more we can pass this out, communicate, involve the community, and get everyone at one place, that is the help that we need. That is where we need to improve. And any help that you can help provide, yes, fantastic.
That's the communication is key, and you would think that today with the internet that communication would run a lot smoother, but it still doesn't. I mean, it helps. I mean, I didn't get this off the internet. I had somebody send me something, you know. So you think in this day and age communication is a done deal, but it's not quite yet. Annabella, can you tell us a little bit about your service? What you did, where you were stationed, a little bit of your military history?
Oh, definitely, of course. So I did join the military 2000 November as an Army. I was an administrative specialist, which in military jargon, that was a 71 LIMA. I was in charge of helping soldiers with their paperwork, so taking out payment, their pay issues, vacation, awards and things like that. And I was given one of the most, I think, difficult tour duties I had to do. I was sent to Hawaii, the 25th Infantry Division.
Rough.
Yes. It was extremely rough. Yes, yes. I keep telling people the island fever, it's a real thing. Yes. So I spent there my 5 years. I was supposed to be there 4 years. But my last year, unfortunately, I was stuck on a stop-loss mission, which means that our unit was next to deploy. I did spend 10 months in Afghanistan trying to help the soldiers over there, doing my duty, trying to do whatever I can. I think the hardest part at the time was leaving my 7-year-old daughter with her father. That was very difficult, but I was able to pull forward and move forward. It was an amazing experience that I was able to help so many people out there. And
that's amazing.
When I came back, oh, thank you. Yes, I finished my tour, came back to Hawaii, and I was done, and I was ready to come back home. As I said, I was a native of Southern California, so the South Bay. So I came back home, lost, wasn't sure what to do, and went back into the reserve because that's all I knew. And I don't know we had these resources or that we didn't have these resources, but I was just I know that feeling of coming back and not knowing and not understanding and where to reach help. And you can hear about the VA and the claims, but it's so convoluted. It's kind of a scary. You need someone to hold your hand. And that is the reason why I joined this community.
Wow. That's interesting.
Right.
I mean, you know, first off, just A, having a nice 5 years over in Hawaii, and then boom, they drop you in the middle of Afghanistan. Ugh.
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Yeah. And then coming back and feeling that displacement. And
yes.
That's tough. Did you reach out to the American Legion or the VFW or?
No, I did not reach out. Actually, I was kind of, I had a really hard time transitioning over. It actually took me quite a few years before I let anyone know that I was a military veteran. And actually, it took me quite a while to accept the word veteran, because usually in my age, veteran is associated with Vietnam. So like, no, I didn't serve in Vietnam. I'm not a veteran. And it took a lot of, I had to go to the VA, did counseling, met with a lot of great people, and they actually helped me understand that, yes, I am a veteran. And yes, there is help that I need to get and go out there and take care of that. And that is when I started to do my reaching out and going through all these different resources.
Interesting. That's interesting how you thought of yourself. Oh, wow, that is interesting. No, anybody that serves in the military is a veteran. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know that now, but I did not know. I have a great family support. Like, I have a wonderful brother. His name is David. And every time he was with me and they would say, oh, okay, everyone who's in the military, raise your hand. He's the one who would push me. He would kind of push my back to raise my hand and remind me you earned it. You raise your hand.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That is very interesting. That's not something I would have ever thought of. And now you're doing your part to help the other veterans. That's commendable. That's commendable. Now, I had mentioned earlier that I wanted you to, if you have a list handy that of the some of the sponsors that are going to be at this event, what they'll be offering, just a quick, like, this company will be doing this outfit will be doing that, so that people get an idea.
Yes, I have it. Of course, I have it ready. You ready for me?
Ready.
Yes. So I have the County of LA Department of Military Veteran Affairs. They're going to be helping with the benefits, claims, health cases, and DMV enrollment forms. The Blinded Veterans Association. They're actually an outreach to help volunteers. They're looking for volunteers for their organization and to let you know what they can do for the blind. Maestro Games, which is the VR experience, LA County Department of Mental Health, they are going to be talking, helping you with Veteran Peer Access Network. The Marymount California University, how to use your benefits to get your higher education. The Los Angeles LGBT Center Veteran Services, which is a legal representation on how to turn denials from the VA, help you with the housing, the mental, medical services, employment, a lot more. We have the VA Greater LA Healthcare, which is depending also with VA benefits, and to sign up for your healthcare. Redondo Mortgage Center are here to help you with your VA loans and any questions that you might have. We do have Mission 22, which is a program that helps most with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and others that they may be facing. They're like an ambassador to help people get involved and educate you on what really are, because, you know, PTSD and TBI is what we hear a lot as an acronym, but you can actually get an understanding of what this means and how to help and how to get others involved. The Mindful Warrior Project is the one where they're going to be having the massages and the acupuncture. We have United Healthcare, which will help with how to use your medical veteran transitioning into the career in medical sales. We have the Los Angeles Vet Center, so they will be counseling and helping with the VA benefits. And then we have a program called STARTS, which will contribute to help with the benefits and how to help loved ones understand benefits available for the military. Then we have the Department of Veterans Affairs, which is the claims and things like that. We also have the American Red Cross. People have to understand that the American Red Cross is used to talk to the military. So when I was in Afghanistan, there, if an emergency was to happen, that is the only people that you can use to pass your emergency to them. So they're a very high, great thing. We have the California International University. We have the Connor Law to help you with all the legals. The DAV, which is the most important one. I think they're going to be the highlight of the experience. The Greater LA VA Healthcare, Hawthorne CERT, LA County Metro, the LA National Cemetery, VA Regional Benefits Office. We're going to have Raytheon there to help with military careers, U.S. Vets, UCLA Family Therapy, UCLA Family Wellness, UCLA Family Veterans Collaborative, the U.S. Bank Mortgage, the VSO, which is the Veterans Service Organization, Vet Advocacy, the Veterans Foreign Wars, Vietnam Veterans of America, and BVA South Bay Chapter and West LA Hospital. So they all sound the same, but each one of them is a different entity.
The military likes their acronyms. You know, the military
yes.
really likes the DAV and the DVA and the ADV and the VAD.
And the VVO and the VVA. Yes, yes.
Right.
And everybody thinks it's one, but it's not. All these different entities are here to help you with every different specific areas.
You know, it's so funny.
Wow.
You mentioned in all those. The one that did stand out was Hawthorne CERT, which
yes.
Joe and I have done our CERT training. And I got to tell you, you know, military veterans, I mean, they would be great to have on your local CERT team, you know, because they know how to.
Right.
They know logistics. They know how to organize. They know how to, you know, keep things running like that. I mean, that's something that, you know, if they have the ability, they should totally get involved. You know, the CERT programs are fantastic, and every one of them could use some military people, you know, on their
yeah.
team. That really seriously, you know, it's so interesting. This came up recently. I think on this show, Joe. I'm trying to remember if I talked about this on this show or had a conversation with somebody. I think it was on the show. We were talking about how, you know, back in the day, okay. Even up to Vietnam, you know, when a soldier stepped on a mine or something, they didn't survive. They didn't survive these extreme injuries. But the medical technology
mm-hmm.
today, it's so advanced. It's so advanced that what even 20 years ago, an injury that would have killed a soldier, they are now surviving.
Right.
So you have a lot more veterans out there, less a limb, blind, as you said, the traumatic brain injuries. So there's a lot more walking wounded out there these days than there were
right.
in prior wars. So
right.
That's why it's so important. That they know about all of these things that are
just,
out there for them. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I've been made aware through a very good friend of mine. I've been made aware of an organization online via YouTube. I've been watching some of their videos, and I just wanted to talk about some of the statistics that they advertise at the beginning of every video. And you can find out more at VETO Vet, VETO Vet, VETO you just type that in when you're searching for a YouTube video. 73% of all U.S. veterans have a VA service connected disability rating, 73%.
Wait. Say that again. Say that again, Joe. 73% of all veterans have what?
Have a VA service connected disability rating. In other words, 73% of veterans have some form of disability rating that they should claim and can claim and are legally is available for them. Most don't know, but 73% do have a VA service connected disability rating. Now,
all right.
In addition, almost 5% of veterans were retired from the military before the age of 35. Almost 5%. This is really key because it means there's a long time that veterans are going to be out there in the general public and potentially need services. This is the bad part. Every 65 minutes, a military veteran commits suicide. Every 65 minutes, every hour, basically, 24 hours a day, a veteran commits suicide. And I'm just going through the statistics. Most U.S. troops have died from more U.S. troops have died from suicide than have been killed in Afghanistan since 2001. More U.S. troops have died from suicide than have been killed in Afghanistan since 2001. This is a huge issue among veterans. About 7 to 8% of the population will have PTSD at some point in their lives. Basically, around 10% or a little less of the population of veterans will have some form of PTSD at some point in their lives, and most go untreated. Or as I said, they treat it with alcohol or drugs or some other form of medication that, you know, is not doctor supervised. And, you know, it's just, it goes on and on. But Annabelle, maybe you can speak to some of these statistics.
Yes, I have a few, and you are correct. It is very difficult, and I'm sure it has a lot to do, you know, not understanding how to reach out. How to reach out, accepting what is going on, and in understanding that, for example, for myself, I didn't seek help right away because I didn't think of myself as a veteran. They have the Vietnam veterans busy with the Vietnam at the VA, and I don't want to take up their space. But we need to educate people to help with all of this.
Oh, yeah. No, the numbers are staggering. The numbers are unbelievable. And you know what's interesting is Annabella was just telling us how she had trouble reaching out when she came home, and you weren't technically on the front lines in combat, Annabella. I don't know what the proper verbiage is for that. You weren't a combat?
Yeah, I was. No, I wasn't in the front line, but I was in combat.
You are in combat. Okay. So, and women are famously known for being more open, more emotional, you know, that we're known for being able to reach out more than men. So if Annabelle is coming back from Afghanistan and that's her mindset, you can imagine what men, how much harder it is for men to reach out, you know? So
right.
Annabelle, I'm curious if you didn't go to Afghanistan, if you just did your 5 years in Hawaii and then came home, do you think you would have still had those issues? Yeah. Okay. All right.
I can definitely see myself feeling those issues. It's very difficult, the transition, because it's a whole different mindset. I kind of call it, you know, the military, it's its own culture. It's a whole different thing. And to come out of that, it takes help.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I guess, you know, because the military is so rigid, You know, they tell you when to wake up.
Yes.
They tell you when you're going to eat.
Yes.
They tell you where you're going. They tell you how to march. You know, they tell you when you go to bed. I mean, it's very regimented. And I guess I can see coming out of that being able to think for yourself again, kind of. Right?
Yes.
You got to
learn
to think
exactly.
for yourself. You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Why doesn't – you would think that the military would have – a transition period when you're coming out, where instead of going right from military service back to your hometown, you come out and spend a year gradually getting back into things. That would kind of make sense to me.
It would, and I'm pretty sure it has to do with funding, and I'm sure it has to do with resources. It's extremely difficult, and that's why all these different entities were created, because of that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the resources and the funding will be much more important to get than having a vet kill himself every 65 minutes. I think it'll be worth every single penny. That number is just not acceptable. So anyway, So again, Veterans Benefits Day. Veterans Benefits Day. No apostrophe. Okay? No apostrophe.
Right, no apostrophe.
Veterans Benefits Day event taking place this Sunday, April 13th, from 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon at Hawthorne Memorial Center. Everybody is welcome. You don't have to be from Hawthorne.
Yes.
You don't have to be a Hawthorne resident. Everybody is welcome to attend this. Annabella just ran down an exhaustive list of agencies that are going to be there to answer all of your questions. In addition, you can go to the website, cityofhawthorne.org/Veterans Affair. Veterans Affairs, they have their commission in Hawthorne. Not every city in the South Bay has one. So wherever you live in the South Bay, if you have a question or if you need help, you can contact the City of Hawthorne Veterans Affairs Department. And this is important stuff. And again, anybody listening, you know, take the link from the show, share it with a veteran you know. And even though you think they're doing okay, they may not be. So this is important. So Joe, take us home.
That's so well said, Jackie. This is such an important topic. I'm thrilled that we covered this topic today with Annabella Moreno. Veterans Benefit Day. One of the commissioners of the Hawthorne Veterans Affairs organization. I don't know. What do you call it?
Commission.
Is it an organization? Commission. What do you
it's
call
a
it? Annabella?
Commission.
Yes.
Wonderful having you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Annabella.
Yeah, thank you both, Jackie Joe. This is an incredible platform. With your help, we're going to definitely reach out to more people. And you are on my list, so you will hear about us next year.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love getting on the
We're
list.
On her list.
I'm on the list. Yes, I love it.
You're on the list. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We will have a show tomorrow. Jackie, who's on tomorrow again?
We're having a couple of reps from the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach to talk about their nearly completed renovation of their clubhouse, and they're having a beach bash to celebrate the completion of the renovation, and it's like a welcome back party for the members. So we'll have them on tomorrow
to talk about. Fantastic. The Neptunian tomorrow. Great. Share this with everyone you know. Share this with everyone that you think might be a veteran or has veterans in their family. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.